the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, welcome to another fabulous Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 612, recorded on Monday, October 20th, 2025, where it is 79 degrees and sunny outside in Chubbland. And it is 11 days, only 11 days until Halloween. Also, it's 38 days till Thanksgiving and a mere 66 days until the Crema holiday is upon us. I'm so excited! All right, speaking of excited, let's calm down, take a deep breath, center ourselves as we enjoy this affirmation.
Oh, just read it.
I allow my children to have their own unique individuality. It is all right if they have interests that are different from mine. So apparently, whatever Kaya's interests are, they're okay that they're different from mine. She likes her dental treats. I like pie. So, yeah. It's okay. But you know what else is okay? Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like, you know, My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our really awesome current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Starsage, Mark, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can join our little community for as little as a dollar a month. And all of those fabulous people, look out into your mailbox in the next several days, for you shall have some Halloween goodies to entertain you. So, now it's time to take a time trip back into time, as we do, and realize that on this day, in 1931, Mickey Mantle was born. Also in 1971, Snoop Dogg was born. He's a year younger than me? No. Girl. Anyway, and also that Kamala Harris was born in 1964. Also in 1947, Congress investigates communists in Hollywood. Ooh, the Reds under the beds. Do you remember that?
Obviously not.
Okay, I didn't think so. Let's see. In 1967, the mythical ape man Bigfoot is filmed in Northern California, capturing the imagination of true believers worldwide. When the prominent big band researcher later sent the FBI a hair sample, they concluded it was of the deer family origin. I've never met the deer family. All right. Other times than
God, you were just so not funny. Just not funny.
No! God,
your not timing you. Is just crap.
My
okay.
Timing is beautiful.
Okay, what else happened?
All right, 1974, Congress creates the Continental Association, which The hell? The First Continental Congress created the Continental Association, which calls for the complete ban of all trade between America and Great. I'm assuming Britain. Okay, in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. That was good. They got some free swag with that purchase.
Well, this is a busy day.
54, I know, right? French poet Arthur Rimbaud, Rimbaud is born. Also, 1935, Mao's Long March concludes, which basically, you know, if China, 4,000 survivors was awful. Okay, and finally, in 1944, General MacArthur returns to the Philippines. Good for him.
Did he have like pho or something? Was it good?
No, but you know what he saw when he got off the boat? A Filipino.
See, it's terrible.
I know, but
it's
actually,
just awful.
The reason I know that is because my grandmother's, I don't know, roommate, I guess, when she was in the home, told me that joke literally like 20 times. So.
But they only thought they said it once.
I don't know. I think that was his only joke. All right, moving on. Let's see if we celebrate any holidays today. Are you ready? It is a Community Media Day. Nope, it's also Diwali. It's Adjust Your Chair Day. Have you adjusted your chair?
Yes.
All right, one down. It's also International Chef's Day. Have you cooked anything? I cooked a few dinners.
No, I had some chia seeds this morning.
Oh, nice. We know you'll be pooping later. All right. Also, Miss American Rose Day. Nope. Multicultural Diversity Day. I think that was outlawed. National Branded Fruit Day. Nope. No, thank you. Call-in Day for Health Reform. No? All right. Chicken and Waffles. I've never had chicken and waffles.
I have. I don't. I love, you know, me and fried chicken go hand in hand, but I've really grown leery of waffles. They just kind of bore me now.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't know. I'm actually shifting over to pancakes, and I thought that would never happen.
Wow, that is something. I like both, but I have not had a waffle in years.
Well, first of all, they don't stay crisp.
Right.
So if they're not crisp, then have a pancake.
Okay. National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Kind of.
I don't have anything on my. I mean, what, like get rid of apps, that type of thing.
Oh,
I could. I could probably do that.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. National Day on Writing. Okay. Mozzarella stick day. I do like mozzarella sticks.
Now, do you like them deep fried or
oh, yeah.
just or just like string cheese?
No, I like them. Oh, yeah, deep fried. We're going with deep fried. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, strangely enough, I did have some mozzarella sticks that were just like cheese sticks.
They're called string cheese.
Yeah, I had some of that string, what do you call it? String cheese? Yeah, I had some of that
string cheese.
Actually yesterday, last night. It was wonderful. But I prefer the deep fried, thank you very much. National...
But what do you dip it in? You like the marinara?
Oh, no. I like
what
ranch.
Ranch?
Yeah.
Ranch, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go ahead.
National Suspenders Day. When's the last time you used suspenders?
I have some rainbow suspenders, so it was probably back when we were doing the theater and we were out at the fair type thing.
Oh,
That
okay.
would. Otherwise, I don't like suspenders. They look too much like your, you know, the guy with the barrel. Remember,
Oh,
and he didn't have any clothes on underneath it. It's a fat guy thing. Or an old fat guy thing.
I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, I can definitely see that. There was a period where I wore suspenders like all the time because it's pretty much all I had, but worked fine. All right, it's also National Youth Confidence Day, Office Chocolate, the International Day of Air Traffic Controller.
Yeah. Did you hear that there was actually, I'm trying to remember which one it was. I think it was like somewhere in Los Angeles, they didn't have air traffic controllers for like 4 hours.
Oh, no, I don't think I did hear that one.
Yeah.
It's also National Calvados Day, Osteoporosis Day, and World Statistics Day. I hear that 99% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Well, with this administration, yes. Hey, did you know we're going to be saving the we're going to the medical, our for our like pills and stuff, it's going to be 1200% off.
That's
They're going to actually be
amazing.
paying you to take their pills.
That's great.
I know.
That and that $20 trillion that we've gotten in from the tariffs just
Yeah.
paid off all the national debt, right?
There you go. It's like sweeping it away.
Okay, well. Happy birthday today to Mike and to also Jenny the Pizza Babe, who started the Freak Network and was one of the people responsible to get me into podcasting, period. She was our pod mama, so I guess that would make her your pod grandma. So there you go. All right, other birthdays. Happy birthday to Victor, Ronald, Kate, Mark, Kimberly, Mark, Anthony, Alfonso, Deanna, Stephen, Deanna, Timothy,
Oh.
our Timothy, Ursley, Timothy, and thank goodness he's older than me. Oh, anyways, thank you, Timothy. Happy birthday. Also,
Yeah, but
to
he looks a hell of a lot better than either of us do. Yeah.
that's true. We have two more marks on our birthday
How
list.
many Marks are born on this day?
I
This is
know, apparently
ridiculous.
four, although I think one might be two, and he probably just forgot his password to one account and started another.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I've
there's
got like
always
three people,
those.
one of them being my brother. But my brother, he has three accounts and they're all different birthdays.
Then we have Terry, Corey, and AJ, who used to bartend, our sexy furry bartender. All right, happy birthday, everybody. A lot of birthdays coming up. All right, so we have, oh, we can't forget Nephi's birthday. Happy birthday, Nephi. It is time for chub hugs. And I want to send some chub hugs out to Mr. Lurie Dean, to Mr. Moose, to Ukraine. But I also want to remember that we can send some chub hugs out for good things, which actually Lurie Dean and Moose were. But heavy chub hugs to 7 million people who came out to say no kings. And that's not just us, that is around the world because there were protests and rallies in other countries to support us.
Well, that's just a guess at this point, but
Yeah, it could
they're
be much
sure it's
higher.
at least 7 million. Yeah, I think it's more than that as well.
I was going to say at least about 10, if not more.
I'm sending my chub hat out to that poor podcaster who Trump shit all over
Oh,
in that
Eric
video.
Sisson.
First, for yes, first of all, I he's flying over cities and shitting on them. I mean, you know what? That's not saying just the parade people. You know, he's shitting on our the cities in our country. That says it all right there. Oh, and by the way, you know how they keep saying it's George Soros, he's hiring people, he's giving signs. Well, you know why they think that? They think that because if you remember when Trump's coming down the escalator, he had hired half the people that were there. The other half were news people, you know, reporters and stuff that were invited there for a big announcement. But so their concept is well, you have to hire people to fill in because you know that his rallies, they had hired people to come in and do those as well. You know, hold the signs up. We want to get a good mixture behind, you know, Trump. So they had to make sure that they had some people that made him look diverse, like people of color, brown and black people, women that weren't crazy, you know, like so many other people. So for all those people that he shat on, I'm sending out chub hugs. I mean, you're sending out chub hugs for the same reason. It's just in reverse for me. It's just, you know, and especially those who weren't in the King's rally that are just at their homes being shit on by Trump. And it, I mean, with the big terrible bill and everything, it's just more shitting on. And you know, wake up. He's shitting on our cities. On our
And the
country.
whole government being shut down and all the lies that they're saying, all the
And he thinks it's funny.
because it doesn't affect him. He's rich. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't give a shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't, they, you know, they have medical problems. They go to a doctor that's being offered to them as being politicians. You know, they've got great health care.
And Harry Sisson, the one who that happened to, he actually is being really MAGA is going after him big time because they found out that while he, of course, is an American citizen, his parents were working in Singapore while when he was born. So they're trying to say, oh, well, then he's not. And then he went to school in Ireland when he was younger and spent summers here with his grandparents. So they're trying to say that, oh, he should be deported because he's not really American and
See, when I was
fucking stupid.
conceived in England and my dad was in the military, and so if we had stayed there, I would have had dual citizenship automatically because my parents were American, were you know, and but I was if I had not been born in America, so that's a very natural thing. It's been going on for years. It's the same reason. Was it John McCain that was who was born in Panama?
Oh,
Because
I forget.
I think it was John McCain, and but the, and they were saying, oh well, then he, you know, he can't, what, you know, he can't be an American citizen. It's like, no, that's not the way it works. But thank you for trying.
And
Well,
that's
and they're what's happening is they're just looking to go after anybody. Anytime Trump, you know, says I don't like this guy, then all of the fuckers out there, they just turn. It reminds me of The Natural. Remember how in The Natural the killer was going after the best person in the sports, in the individual sports. That's who they were killing. And so they were ready to kill. I think it was who's the birthday today? It was a baseball player. And then Robert Redford, his character threw three strikes and got him out, and he was the best baseball player. So then all of a sudden, the look on Barbara Hershey's face was she's looking at the guy she's after, but then they go, "Oh my God, he just had three strikes!" And her head turns, and now her aim is on Robert Redford's character, and that's just what happens. They don't. They're. Oh, I hate Newsom. I hate Newsom. Oh, there's somebody new to hate, and they just turn their little shit towards them, and It's pissing me off.
Mm.
I hate them. I hate them all.
All right.
Okay.
It's okay. Take a breath.
I know.
What's in our feed bag? Well, Mr. Sean wrote in and said that he is, especially as someone who can't drive, I'll always take working from home over going into the office. And right there with you.
Yeah, no, it's yes. Yeah. Well, it's and it's interesting to find out how many people actually don't drive.
I know.
Because,
There's
I
a
mean,
lot that come
I know a
up.
bunch of people besides you that don't.
Yeah.
So
And especially in Sacramento. Sacramento is a scary ass place
oh my God.
to drive.
Just driving up to Popeyes, which is less than a mile away from my house, I almost had like three or four accidents, or I nearly saw three or four accidents. And people acting stupid on the side, walking on the side of the street. People driving stupid, just it. How many times have you been in the car and the light changes and somebody's still crossing the road in front of you? Oh my God! Go ahead. Go
All
ahead.
right. Hey, so in our listener questions, we've been asking some questions like, send us your pet pics, some selfies, challenge us to watch an episode of any show, tell us your coming out stories, and of course, tell us how long you've been together. Also, Halloween memories as a kid. Well, Jamie wrote in and says, you asked for coming out stories, so here's mine. I actually came out by accident thanks to my cat. My parents were spending their vacation traveling around the country to see all of my siblings. When it was my turn, my boyfriend of 6 months begrudgingly played along at being just a roommate. They were staying at a hotel, so he only had to do it when they actually were at my apartment. I thought I'd hidden all the evidence, put anything gay or pictures of us together into a box under our bed. Several days into the visit, they were at my place having dinner with me and my boyfriend as he was pretending to be just my roommate. He had left our bedroom door open because if it's closed, our cat Biscuit would start howling nonstop. We had just sat down to eat when Biscuit, who loves to carry around his toys and socks, came casually strolling through the room, dragging my boyfriend's rainbow baseball cap that we got at that year's Pride, and on it was clearly written, Bottom. Before either of us noticed it, my mom reaches down and picks up the hat, showing it to my dad. My boyfriend and I were horrified. Then, without missing a beat, my dad says, Guys, I think your cat is gay. My mom looks at Biscuit and says, We love you no matter what, kitty. I cried so hard. It was such a relief to have it out in the open at last. Well, thanks for your show. Love you, boys.
That's a great story.
It is. Thank you for sharing that. See, that's why I love when we can do questions and stuff like that. All right, and now let's turn the tables into some celebrity deaths.
And boy, this was quite a week. And I'll start with the first one is Drew Sroot.
Struzan.
Struzan, okay. He's a renowned artist. And he's iconically known as the father of all the great movie posters from the 70s and 80s. Just give you an idea, he did everything from Star Wars, Close Encounters. I mean, just think of these when you think of these posters. or these movies, you think of their poster. He did all the Indiana Joneses. He did
Wow.
E.T. He did The Muppets. He did Risky Business, Batteries Not Included, An American Tale, Goonies. You always think of the, you
Wow.
know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was 78 years old when he died, but I mean, what an artist. Because I remember, I probably have a bunch of these posters somewhere in my house. Because movie posters for me was artwork. When I
Yeah,
was a kid,
absolutely.
I had, I remember I had Paper Moon and the Poseidon Adventure. I had eight posters on the other side of my bed. Because it was up against the wall, and there were the posters, and I'm trying to remember what else there was, but it was I was collecting. Oh, MAME! I had a MAME poster with Lucille Ball.
Oh.
But anyway, but that to me, posters were my artwork, and I have Broadway posters now up in my living room because that's my shit. Okay,
Yeah.
Samantha Agar, who most people will remember, they said. They kept going, for the collector and the 7% solution and the brood. And I'm like, come on, it's Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
That was the thing that I think most of the people in our age group are going to remember her for. But yes, she died this week. And oh, that's weird. It doesn't say how old she was, but she lived a good long life. I'll tell you that. Now that we got rid of that. I got through those, not rid, but four musicians died this week.
Wow.
The first one was Grammy Award-winning R&B singer D'Angelo. He died of cancer at 51.
Jeez.
Then we had Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley. He passed away at 74. We had Limp Bizkit's bassist. Sam Rivers dead at 48. They didn't say why. And
Dang.
then finally, I'm gonna try. It's Klaus Doldinger.
Goldinger.
Doldinger. He was the composer of Das Boot and Never Ending Story, and he died at 90, 89
Wow.
years old. But both great scores. I'll tell you, they really were
Yeah.
both good scores. So that was a sad week.
Yeah, I mean Limp Bizkit and Kiss and stuff. I remember.
Right. I mean,
Gosh.
those are two major guys that,
Yeah.
they're gonna affect, probably a lot of our listeners. They were probably fans of them.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, let
And
me tell you about my week.
I will
Oh,
also
yeah.
throw out, if you want to catch a really good Kiss performance in honor of Ace, go over to YouTube and watch, oh, come on, the
It was
Halloween
the
special.
Halloween one. That's terrible.
I know it's terrible, but they do a good job on it.
Yeah, it's Kiss at what is it, like Horror Carnival or something like that?
No, it's the I watch it every year, and I just did it this morning. He's gay. He was on Bewitched. He was Uncle Arthur.
Paul Lynde show?
Yes, Paul Lynde's Halloween special
Oh
from the
no, okay.
'70s.
Yes, but they also had a they had one where it was Kiss at the like the Halloween carnival.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's wrong, but yes, so there's another one
I
out.
mean, where
And which
else
was
do
better than well, the Paul Lynde thing is so
Maybe. Yeah, I
terrible.
mean,
So
where else
terrible.
can you watch Carol Brady doing a duet with Kiss? It's just classic cheese. Anyway, so what were you up to this week?
Well, one thing I did want to mention, I was watching Only Murders in Our Building, and there's a scene where the three are okay. You've got Selena Gomez, you got Meryl Streep, you got the woman who won the Oscar last year, Daphne somebody, she's playing the police detective, and then you've got the lady who's running the gambling thing, who was Judy Garland a few years ago. So and I'm blank on her name.
Okay.
And with Selena Gomez. And I was like looking at that and I'm going, do you realize that there's eight Oscars sitting at that one table? It was Meryl Streep has three. Daphne was one. She won last year. And then Diane Weiss, she has two. And then it's Judy Garland, and it was Cold Mountain, what she won it for, but I can't remember her frickin' name. So, but yeah, so it was kind of like, oh my God, that's a lot of royalty there, you know, a lot of gold. Trump would like it. Let's see, on the Great British Baking Show, it was Meringue Week this week, and they had to do, first thing was 12 meringue fruit pies, miniature, of course. And then it was four raspberry souffles, and it was it's Barasham, something like that. Basically, it was like a baked Alaska,
Bacharam.
something like that. Yeah. But it was basically a baked Alaska, and then you know, fun. But oh my God, meringue sucks when, especially when you're trying to, you know, it's one thing when you're just like toasting it, you know. That's fine, but when you have to bake it and it has to, it's like so fragile. It's like trying to move a pie crust with nothing in it. You know, it's so flake, not flaky, but it's so fragile. So, but it was a good week. And I was worried that Tom was going to be thrown out, but because he the first two were not good, but he saved himself in the big showstopper. Okay, so this week on Survivor, we had a we lost, you know, four people off that one team, so we were down to 14. So they ended up switching it to a 7-7, 7-7 teams, two teams instead of three. So that was interesting, but boy, they still were using the, like in the preview, they were showing the guy getting bitten by the snake again, and or what, the recap of the week, because yeah, I always say you should watch the recap. So that was, but I just I love Survivor. It's just so much fun. Let's see. I am watching Hell's Kitchen, which is just back. You can see it on Hulu or ABC. No, Fox or. Or Hulu, and I don't know why, but it's just I MasterChef's, it's okay, but I love Hell's Kitchen,
Me
really
too.
do. It's much more fun. Oh, and this is something, we started watching The Amazing Race, and you know I've been against The Amazing Race for years, but it's all the Big Brother people are in it, and we've already gotten rid of Angela. Second week, so that was the blonde that, you know, crazy eyes from last year. So she's gone, so I don't have to listen to her. Oh, and Tucker from last season too, he's there with his brother. Yeah, and his brother's better looking than he is. Yeah, so more reason to watch. Let's see. Task is we just watched the second to last episode of Task. That's the Mark Ruffalo show, so we'll be watching the finale, which actually aired last night, but we didn't, we weren't caught up, but we will be. Let's see, it was interesting on Peacemaker, they were dealing with dimensional doors that you could go into different dimensions, at the, you'll see it, but the last episode was really cool because they were going in and breaking into these, the bad guys were going into these different dimensions, and one of them was Candyland, but it was like an evil Candyland, which I thought was really cool. We're continuing with Monster, Ed Gein's story. We're five episodes into the eight, and it's sick. But you know who was on that was Elliot Gould. Did you know he's still alive?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm like, Elliot, cool. What the fuck? What, you okay? Not dead. Who knew?
Good.
Let's see. I've been enjoying Is It Cake Halloween, because there's only four episodes, so it's easily digested. We watched the first episode of DMV, over on CBS Paramount Plus. And this is a sitcom. Well, it's a film sitcom. I mean, not a live action, but a live studio audience. It's not. It's like Modern Family,
Okay.
and but it takes place in the DMV, and it's mostly around the people who are the ones that drive you through the driver's test.
Okay,
Because
yeah.
I'm like, what are they gonna do here? You know, you can't just. It seems so limited, but now that I see the way they're doing it, I see where they can kind of, they're kind of pulling away to just a certain group of people at the DMV. So you can filter people in and out. Guest stars can come in to, you know, try to get their license, do the driver's test, and there's a lot of things I see where they can go with it. But I was really confused up until the first episode. Are you watching The Floor yet?
Oh no.
Okay, they're doing it state by state. They've got there's 100 places, you know, 100 cubes, and so it's two people from every state are
Oh.
represented. So not that it's any more interesting, you know,
Yeah.
but that's the thing they're trying to freshen up the show with. Let's see, South Park this week. Did you see it?
Not yet.
Okay, well, basically what happens is that Jesus has just given up and he's going MAGA.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So anyway, back on television, Matlock, Elsbeth, Tracker, Ghosts, they're all back with new episodes. Let's see, we did watch How to Train Your Dragon, the live action one over on Peacock.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Well, you know, it's basically shot for shot of the cartoon. I mean, there's a little bit of difference, I think, but I haven't seen the cartoon or the animated film in years. So, but I mean, the scene where he meets the toothless the first time, and there he puts his hand on it. It's just like shot for shot. You know,
Wow.
they said, oh yeah, we don't need any storyboards. We're just going to watch the movie again. Let's see, this week, Twin Paranormal, over on YouTube is one of my scaries. The boys are in, it's a witch's cabin somewhere in the forest, and they were fucking freaking themselves out. It was, you know, first of all, they're in a cabin in the woods, with nobody nearby. So they're hearing sounds that, you know, I remember being in a cabin, and usually the roofs are like, well, especially theirs, the roof was like one of those metal roofs, but it's a metal roof, so it's raining, so they're hearing tapping. It could be easily just be rain tapping on that roof, but oh my God, they were in, it was insane. It was really scary though, because well, it just was really scary. I'll leave it at that. With the suggestion from Timothy, I watched the first episode of Boots
Oh, yeah.
over on Netflix, and it's a story about, well, the main character is gay, and he's going to be in the military, and he can tell that the he thinks that his drill sergeant hates him, but you can feel the heat. I mean, you just know he wants to, you know, take him and throw him on the floor, just have him.
Oh.
But the of course he thinks this guy's gonna, you know, kill him, because or do everything he can to kill him. But you can tell, you can feel the heat. And we've already gone through two episodes now, and I can't wait to see the next one. It just gets better all the time. It really does. So
Awesome.
thank you, Timothy, for suggesting that. So we were watching Saturday Night Live yesterday, on Sunday, because I can watch it on Peacock with no commercials. And I realized, and Sean did too, we're too old to be watching Saturday Night Live anymore. It's like, okay, like the very first scene was four It was four podcasters sitting around a table, and it felt just like, and it's not that they were, well, first of all, they all look non-binary. Like, you know,
Okay.
they, so it's that, you know, we're not being pegged kind of look, on who we are and what we are. And that's kind of how the whole scene felt. And it just, to me, it wasn't funny at all. And most of the show, it was Sabrina Carpenter was the guest host, and she's very funny. I mean, she could be very funny,
Yeah.
but it was just it just seemed like I wasn't getting the jokes. So I don't know if any of our listeners are having the same problem with it, but this is the first time I've really felt like, okay, I don't I'm not getting it. Is it me, or are they changing it to try to gear to bring in, you know, a teenage and
Young.
young adult audience. Anyways, if you get a chance, just watch the first scene where they're the podcasters and see if you understand.
Okay.
Let's see. And I did want to tell that I did listen to the music suggested by Mr. Moose. And
Okay.
I did, first of all, you throw Timmy swims, Teddy swims, T Teddy swim in, and I'm always want to listen. He's just fantastic. And the it was X Generation, I think was
Yeah.
the name. Yeah. Everything I was listening to of theirs was good. And so yes, there are exceptions out there to and thank goodness. And
Yeah.
it's kind of nice because they, I mean, almost every one of the well every one of the songs that I listened to was telling me a story. It wasn't just repeating
Right.
a sentence, you know, the hook, repeating the hook over and over again. So, yeah, so there you go. Trying to think of what else in my week. Maybe that's it. We did have a couple fires last week, which was during the rain, which was nice. How about you?
Well, no fires, sadly. We don't have a fireplace, so it's a good thing. But so we've been dealing with the mom's DMV drama, speaking of DMV.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, you didn't, you could have said you watched it.
Right.
Got
Yeah,
it.
no, we watched it in real life. So we were able to get to the DMV again, and we were able to get her paperwork turned in from her eye doctor, and found out, and everything is great. We made the appointment. Okay, so an observation. You know how the DMV, especially our main DMV down on where it is usually packed. We went there at about 10:30-ish in the morning, expecting it to be packed. It was not. And I don't know. Part of me was like, okay, is this just, an ebb and flow? Is it a fluke? Or are people just not coming here because of all the crazy shit going on in the world? I don't know. It was weird, but I was thankful that we were able to get in and out in under half an hour. And everything is renewed. Her driver's license is up to date. Replacement will be here in a couple weeks. All is good. So we are back to being able to now schedule all of our doctor's appointments and dentist appointments and everything else that we've been putting off. So, and tomorrow, fingers crossed, haircuts for the first time in over 2 months. So
Yeah,
we're excited about
we're getting our haircuts next or this Wednesday.
that.
So
Yay! Are you planning?
this t 2 days, I'm just they're vacation haircuts, so we have to. I always like to get them a couple weeks beforehand, so it doesn't have that stark,
Yes.
you
Yeah.
know, kind of rough look. But yeah, it's the second haircut since the transplants. But I'm not going to let them touch anything on top.
good.
but the
Not
sides
yet,
of
anyway.
but the sides that were all filled in were nicely. Little light on the swirl in the top, but it's I can feel new hairs coming in all the time. So yeah, I am very happy with the success of the transplant. Or
Good.
the, whatever they want to call it. Oh, and I did want to mention Timothy was also asking about the nurses that were posting sweat stains on beds from their,
Oh, right.
a few weeks
Yeah.
ago, and I was wondering what Sean thought of that. And first of all, I can tell you that I remember when Sean was in nursing school years ago, and one of his coworkers was going online and mentioning that he was taking care of this patient and gave the patient's name and what he was in there for. So he got thrown out of the program. So it's and it's with just with HIPAA and everything else going on, nurses posting that, if you're going to take or if you're going to risk, first of all, a very lucrative job, especially if you're in larger cities, because you want to get clicks or likes on Facebook or X or wherever, Instagram. That's foolish, and it's also just rude. Just rude. I mean, we've seen the one where the guy goes, "Oh, I got so sweaty last night," and it shows an outline of a body and with a big dong, And so that I guess that's where this is all coming from, or started with. But yeah, it's just it's kind of disgusting, and it's also just stupid. Like when you're because if you could get thrown out of the your job, you could lose your license
You
for
could
these kind of
get
things.
sued big
Yeah,
time, bigly
right.
time for that.
Exactly. Even if you don't use the name of the person, it's on your Instagram, it's on your Facebook page, and they're going to go, "What are you posting this kind of shit for?"
So,
Okay,
yeah,
so
no, definitely. I'm glad you remembered to bring that up. Okay, so DMV is good, and so we're good. And then my stepmother got home from a brief stint in the hospital, and she's doing much better, so I'm very happy about that. And then, as far as watching things, Mr. DJ put in my head about Star Trek Nemesis, and it's one of the Star Trek movies. There's like two Star Trek movies that I just do not like. I just think they're kind of pooish. And one of them was Star Trek Nemesis. Well, he brought it up and it stuck in my head, and I have it on Fandango, so I went over and I decided to just go ahead and watch it again. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe the fourth time I've watched it will be the one that I'm like, oh no, it was totally good. And it wasn't. Oh my gosh.
is this Chris Pine?
No. I like the new ones, the Chris Pine ones.
Which
No, this is the Picard one where they go to the Romulan Empire and they find out that there's a genetic twin of him. Yeah, see, it's that forgettable. It's the new generation,
got
next
it.
generation older ones. So anyway, but the one thing that I took from it, and I am glad I watched it for this, is that I now, which I have never pieced together, but I now understand the relationship of why Picard is so important to the Romulan Empire and in the Picard series, because there were three seasons of a Picard series of Star Trek on Paramount.
Right.
So, and I never really understood. I just figured that the whole Romulan connection with him was, kind of nebulous. It happened after the movies. But no, that last movie, that Nemesis movie, explained the connection of why he was so popular, or so important with the Romulans. And now I'm so for that I'm thankful. For the rest of it, I really don't ever intend to watch that movie again. If I could go back to Fandango and say, several years ago I got this movie for $2 and I'd really like my $2 back, I probably would. Anyway, that aside,
Oh.
so I've never seen, believe it or not, I've never seen Elvira's Haunted Hills, because there's two big Elvira movies out. Of course, there's Mistress of the Dark, which I'll be watching this week, and then there was Elvira's Haunted Hills, and I've just never watched it for some reason. Well, it was $5 on Fandango at home, and I went ahead, I bought it, I watched it, and it's fun. It's okay. It's not, it's everything with Elvira in it was fun. The rest of the film, yeah, I mean, if it weren't her in it, it would have been a bad movie.
Did you ever watch her TV pilot?
Oh, actually, yes. I have I there I've watched,
Yeah. Yeah,
a couple years ago.
it's on YouTube. And it's really I mean I if with the time period, it wasn't anything worse than anything else that was out at that time
Nope,
period. So,
you're right.
it was just too, I guess, too much about witches, and that just wasn't going to cut it or something. If there had been if it had been streaming, it probably would have done well.
I completely, I would have watched it. I loved it.
Now you heard
Yeah.
she's not doing Elvira anymore.
I figured that out. I mean, I haven't. Yeah, that's sad, but
I
I
know,
understand. She's 70, she's something. I get it.
but she's been doing this shtick for 50 years,
Yeah.
and it's kind of, well, actually she says, I've been doing drag for 50 years. I think it's about time I put it to rest, which of course is probably like the Cher's farewell tour.
Right.
Maybe we can drag her out and have her do it again for some, charity. We'll do it for charity,
But
so.
whether she does Elvira or not, I will always adore her. And I know that it may sound cheesy to some, but knowing when she came out and she's like, yes, I'm in a relationship with a woman, I have been for decades, I was just like, I love you more. I didn't think it was possible, but I do. Anyway, so anyway, I if you want to see it and you've never seen it, go check it out. Otherwise, I did start, I wasn't sure exactly what to watch. I had to take a Good Witch break. I've been watching a lot of Good Witch, and I think I binged almost a season in a day, so I had to take a little bit of a break. So, of course, what do you do when you're taking a break from The Good Witch? You watch some Charmed. I last year, I think it was, I watched th the first three seasons of it, and then just kind of said, okay, that's enough for now. So I picked up with season four last night, and I watched, I think, three or four episodes of it. And I was totally into it again. And it was great because I've, after 10 years of watching eight seasons of it faithfully, I just kind of got burned out. And now I'm able to watch it again and be like, okay, now I remember why I love these characters. So.
It's funny, we since the pandemic, I guess, maybe a little before, we've been watching Cougar Town almost every day. I
Wow.
mean, seriously, when well, it's always on our rotation, and it's usually what I'd like to do is like about a half two. If we're going to go to bed at like 11 o'clock, about 9:30, I start comedies because I find that. I find that for me, I have better dreams if I don't watch something intense like Tracker, or something that's gonna make me nervous or something. So, it's like Bewitched, it's Cougar Town, it's Big Mouth. We're doing Modern Family right now. And so it's just, and then, it's just fun and it's light, and then you go to bed and you have nice dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I always watch the British comedies or the Halloween Baking Championship or something like that before the hour or so before bed, is because I need to let my brain
Right.
be happy, be light. So I checked in with Charmed and The Good Witch. I'd watch more Halloween Baking Championship. I haven't caught up with the latest season for the
Well,
last two
let me just
episodes.
tell you that the good hair went home. That's all I'm saying.
Well, okay. And then if you're into it for, well, it says $5, but I think it's actually $7.99. For $7.99, you can get the Halloween Town 4-movie bundle on Fandango at home. So if you're into the Halloween Town movies and you want them on your Fandango at home, it's a great grab. I got it last night and I'm gonna sit down and kind of watch them today. I
Nope.
actually realized I've never seen the fourth one.
I did.
Was it that bad?
Well, they're all bad,
Well, yes, they are bad. The first one is the best. It's bad, but it's the fun bad. The
Sure.
other two are kind of sloggish, but
Right. Well, actually, I think I like two better than one. Just because one, they were just trying too hard. And they, it was the whole, oh, are we, aren't we not? What can we do? Like, we can't go there, and that, that kind of thing. So, but, and I remember, it's like, I think if I remember right, it was either three or four that was just like, okay, they're not even trying. They're just not even trying. We need push something out, push something out.
That's the third one where they all went to, or the one of them went to like high school or college or something. It was just like, eh. But yeah,
Yeah,
so
I
I
still
am.
have to watch, Hocus Pocus, so.
Yes, I've got that and Hocus Pocus 2. And I heard that Bette Midler read the script for Hocus Pocus 3 and absolutely loved it and is now really looking forward to it.
I know, I read the same thing, but I don't trust anything I read
Oh,
anymore.
I know.
I don't know if
Remember
that's even true or if they're even making a three.
well, and the AI stuff, which actually I think we're going to talk about here in a few minutes,
Okay.
but I'm the AI stuff is just driving me crazy as and not in a good way. Just like I'm scrolling, I'm like, okay, that's interesting, that's interesting. And then, oh my God, that is so fake. It's just bizarre. The only one that I actually made me laugh, I don't know if I think I sent it to you, was the squirrel eating the hot ramen.
Oh, no, I did see it though.
Okay, so
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw that today. You didn't send it to me, but I did see it. That like I love the tidal waves and the earthquakes. That they always make me laugh. But the new thing that's been this week has been the Halloween candy left out, and I've seen it with possums, with squirrels,
Raccoons.
with raccoons, with a bear, and of course then they've got a thing that goes and then the raccoon I think destroyed it. Oh,
That's
and
it,
I saw
yeah.
one with a deer.
Oh,
It's just
yeah.
it's it, and it's like, okay, they're cute, but you're all doing the same. All you're doing is trading out animals. I saw
Wait.
one where a woman is being like, a bear's coming at her, and a cat, frightens off the bear. And
Yeah.
then, more th like less than an hour later, I saw a dog, same exact thing, but they've inserted a dog now. And it's like, okay, now you're just getting lazy. It's
Well,
kind of like Hollywood. Oh, well, this works, so I'm going to make 14 of them.
exactly,
Just change out animals.
And they're not even very good. They're not interesting.
Well,
And
the
they're
first time
like
you watch it,
interesting
it's like, oh,
some.
that's kind of funny. I mean, it's, you know, it's fake, but
Well,
it's kind of
those
funny.
of us that do, because you know that there's
Oh,
gonna
yeah.
be people that like I'll still every once in a while get a video from somebody and I'm like, you know, that's fake. That's AI. And they don't get it. They're just like, how can you tell? Like, well, 20 raccoons can't jump out of one lunch pail and eat, you know, a bear's face. So think
You know
about
what I thought that was interesting,
it.
speaking of eating a face, is there's this, squirrels are not carnivores.
Right, basically, yeah.
But they are starting to eat things. Like,
Oh, I've heard about.
I saw one that was eating, it was either a lizard or it was a frog, but they had chewed off the head. And this was on an actual news thing, so I'm thinking it was KCRA News had it, you know, that squirrels are starting to become carnivores, and so I'm like, okay, so at least it's a source that shouldn't be putting this up unless it was a real thing. I mean, it's not like the White House that can put up whatever it wants, but news sources are, you know, try to at least say what's real. But I mean, just with the AI stuff, we were talking about, like, are they making Hocus Pocus 3? You know, are they not? It's hard to tell because I remember there was a artwork for Goonies 2, and everybody was going, "Oh, this is great! This is great!" They interviewed Corey Feldman, and he goes, "I haven't been talked to." And so then it's like, okay, has he just not been talked to, but it's still happening, or is it? I don't know anymore. I'm starting to not trust anything I read. There's this one thing called it's culinary something, and it's all about the Food Channel people, and they've had. I know Bobby Flay is dating Brooke. I can't remember her last name. Brooke Anderson. Anyway, so he's dating this other cook, and within a week they were pregnant, they were getting married, they're broken up, and it's like, okay, I thought these were real stories. Now I can't trust it. You know,
It's sad.
yeah, so it's not only are they making shit up with AI, but they're also making up stories just to get clicks that aren't true. And of course it says culinary, you know, celebrities or something like that. So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be truthful. And so you know, and after, you know, the breakup, the baby, the wedding, that I'm like, okay, so I'm being sucked in on this thing too, and it pisses me off. That's where I was
Oh,
going.
that's like my mom came to me the other day and she's like, Harry finally left Meghan. And I'm like, oh gosh, she's watching those stories about the royals that they're making up. And it's literally an AI generated script, an AI generated voice, an AI generated video put up on YouTube and gets tens of thousands of hits. And then to, you know, and my mom watches them because she thinks they're interesting, but she doesn't always remember that there's some of them that are fake.
Right.
She
Well,
watches.
because well, you can't blame her. They're good. You know, they're very good at their lies. I mean, look at you know, Grindr Mike Johnson. You know, he sits there and he just spouts out lies all the time, like
It's nothing.
it's nothing. Yeah. And you know, and so I'm not surprised that we're all a little bit confused.
Yeah,
Yeah.
true. All right. What would you do? A cashier gives you $20 too much change. Do you hand it back immediately, keep quiet and pocket it, or justify it as their mistake and not mine?
I always give it back.
Yeah, so do I.
I always do, because I know that they're going to be questioned on why they're 20 short, and that makes they immediately are going to think that they're stealing. And that's and the same thing with like when waiters, do the money. If it's wrong, I will always stop. And interesting, remember the question about finding, what was it, $200 in an envelope? Oh boy, my feed threw something out at me about how horrible, that could be someone's, electric bill payment, and they dropped it. And you should always turn that kind of shit in. And oh my God. And it was like, I got chastised by Facebook. So, but I've seen this where you turn in the money, and if you don't pocket it, whoever you turn it into is probably going to pocket it.
Right.
And it's just, oh, I was so, I felt so guilty about that, but
Well, and yeah, and probably they will, and that is sucks, but that's on them. We did the right thing. Yeah, I it, something like $20 or something like that, I would give it back to them. If I noticed it, I would give it back to them right away, because that it, they're gonna get seriously dinged on something like that. If it was like a buck or, some change or something like that, chances are I'm not going to notice it anyway. But if I do, I'd probably give it back.
yeah, I mean,
They're
that's
not
if
going to get,
most of the time I don't even count out. They're
Right.
supposed to count it out to me, first of all, but
Yes. Yeah.
I usually don't check, but if I did notice that, I gave them 100 and they gave me back for $45, they gave me back 60, I would say something.
Yeah. So, okay. Love it or hate it, cold pizza.
I used to, when I was a kid, and simpler times, cold pizza was okay. First of all, it was okay because we didn't have a microwave to heat it up. And otherwise you'd have to throw it in the oven and turn on the oven and wait for it to get hot. So, and but as I see, I don't like, I'm not a big fan of cheese. And I'm even less a fan of cold cheese now. So, it's like if you give me a burger, a cheeseburger with a cold piece of cheese on it, I'm pissed. Because cheese should be melted, on pizza, on burgers, on if I want cheese on it, I want it melted. So,
Totally.
I am now no longer a fan of cold pizza.
Okay. I don't mind it. In fact, there are sometimes when I like it better than the regular pizza, especially when you end up with a cheap pizza. It's better cold to me. But
But
otherwise,
what's up? You are there certain ingredients that you have to have or not have
To what?
on your pizza,
Oh,
on
on my
cold
pizza?
pizza? Yeah.
Cold pizza? No, because I get the pepperoni sausage mushroom. That's
Okay.
my basic pizza, so
Ooh,
it's
cold
good.
mushrooms on a pizza? That's
Well, they're usually all withered and dry by the next day,
okay. Yeah.
but I will put a wet paper towel over it and put it in the microwave for, like 30 seconds or something,
Sure.
and that I'm fine with that too. But if I don't have the bandwidth to wait the 30 seconds for that, I will eat a piece of cold pizza and be fine with it. All right. Hey Chubbs, the AI, speaking of, reels are really going hard on fat shaming lately. People falling through floors are the ones I am seeing a lot. The more we go forward, the more we go back to where we started, I guess. And that was sent in, of course, by Timothy.
No, actually, that was something he posted on Facebook that I put in here
Oh, okay,
because
cool.
I thought it was an interesting topic. But I think that the situation actually is that fat shaming is like something that just never goes away. It always seems like it's okay to do, whether it's, oh, well, look what you've done to yourself. We can make fun of you because you have no control, and you and look at the Because it's not just the falling through the floors, it's also the diving board, it's jumping into the pool and the tsunami, washing out Japan, and the other big ones right now are the AI reels of hugely fat people not leaving buffets.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw one of those.
And I just saw one where there was a it was like, I think 800 man falls out of a truck. First of all, 800-pound man's not going to be able to get into that truck and sit behind the driver's seat anyway. So
Oh my
the
gosh,
steering wheel,
yeah.
but they're all over the place, and they're mean-spirited, and it's ugly, but it's never going to go away. They're
Yeah.
always, take Ozempic if you don't want to be fat,
Well,
you
I
know.
think it, and honestly, so much of that AI, I think, is coming from other countries too. But yeah, I've seen the one with the woman falling through the floor
Her
several
husband, right?
times, and every time I see it, I actually report it as bullying. And I'm just done with that type of shit. So I just report it as bullying and block it. So,
Okay, that's a good thing then.
yeah. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, when you order food from a delivery service, do you prefer the delivery person to knock on the door or just leave the food on the step and walk away? And why? For me, leave it on the step, walk away. The tip is digital. You've been tipped. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. Just, and this is for Walmart deliveries, Amazon deliveries. Don't ring my doorbell. The dog, we know you're here. The dog has alerted us 5 minutes ago. I know. Just go away. I'm antisocial. I used to sit out on the porch and wait. And then, because
Well,
I'd cash tip because I didn't always think that they were actually getting their tips on. So I would just sit out there and wait. But now, I don't want to deal with it.
I never have had food delivered to the house. So,
Well,
but
you're
if
not a
it's
real fat person, no.
if but if it's like an Amazon delivery or whoever, UPS, whatever, even if it's the post office, like if the post office, he'll drop it down and say delivery and walk away, and I'm fine
Huh.
with that. And of course I have the ring, and that also alerts me that there's been somebody at the front door,
Right.
so that helps. But I would rather be notified on packages like that, just, and it doesn't have to be anything more than just ring the doorbell, you
Yeah,
know.
the mailman, our mailman, when there's like a package or something like that, he will ring the doorbell and just walk away. But that's kind of like, okay, you walked away, but I don't want to go out and have to be nice.
No, I get what you're saying, but I think that if I had food delivery, I'd want to know that they were there right away so I could take the
Well, and
food.
that's the thing though, if when you do get those, you get alerted that they're approaching. You can
Oh,
actually
okay.
watch the map in real time. You can see the delivery.
Oh,
So,
see, I
yeah.
never have done it, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Okay, great question. All right, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, Stephen King recently said about spoilers, "I find you spoiled it" to be typically the cry of spoiled people. Spoiled people. I'd argue you can rarely spoil a good story because the story is in the journey rather than the arrival. What do you think? And a lot of times I agree with that, but there
Oh,
are a
yeah.
few things like
Okay,
Star
it's.
Wars. I didn't want spoiled, and somebody in WoW shouted out the big thing in chat for no freaking reason.
Yeah, I mean, to know that Darth Vader is Luke's father. Okay, that.
Yeah.
And it's
No,
been 50 years, so I
that
can
wasn't
say
it.
that. Well, it's been 45 years, I can say it. But I do think. This one thing, as a reviewer, I never wanted to give away the ending on
Right.
something, but it's like, I think you can, You can spoil it a little bit, but I think that revealing a surprise ending is wrong. Like
No, I completely agree. What was cool?
Sleepaway Camp. If you know what's
Okay.
going on in Sleepaway Camp, then why bother watching the show?
Right. There was some movie or something that was so, that happened just a few years ago, and I forget what it was, but there was a big reveal or twist or something secret at the ending, and everybody was making a big deal about don't spoil it for people. And you want to get in and see it right away so that you don't have the ending spoiled. I can't remember what the heck it was,
A
but
lot of
it was.
movies.
Well, but this was like they made a big deal about it. And I remember it being like one of those things where I'm glad that wasn't spoiled. I don't remember what the fuck it was, though. But for the most part, like when you tell me like who went home some week and I haven't watched the show yet or something like that, I'm still gonna watch the show.
Right.
You know, because and I will follow that. But there are some times when I still think that people that spoil things purposely
That
are
pisses
just
me
kind
off.
of dicks.
Yeah. Weapons is a good example of you don't want to have it spoiled.
Okay. I don't know that show, but okay.
It's the movie you watched.
Weapons?
The kids all
Oh
disappear out of the
yeah, you
classroom.
watched that. I didn't.
Oh, I thought you watched it. Well, but you don't want to know, you don't want, if you know the ending, then the journey is spoiled in this case.
Okay, so
Like a
yeah.
murder mystery. A murder mystery, you don't want to know who the killer is. You want to get there. And if you go, oh, I hated it, it was so and so, it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not watching that.
And with the Star Wars thing was it was about Kylo Ren that Luke or Han Solo was his father and that he kills him.
Right.
And it's like that was a big thing and a lot of people didn't want that spoiled, and yeah, kind of
And
sucked.
I get that. I think it's subjective to the piece that you're talking about. It's who went home on Survivor. If that's going to, upend your you spoil your entire week, then you've got more problems than yeah. But I think if you're paid $14 to go see a movie and
Or like how you feel about RuPaul being spoiled before you even get to see the last episode.
oh yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know what's something you miss about life, how life used to be before smartphones? There
Oh.
was life before smartphones? No.
See,
Taking a nap.
I used to have a lot of reference books that I could go to when I'm like, when you're sitting and you're watching a show and you go, I know this person from somewhere. And now I can go to IMDb and find out everything I've ever seen them in, and that's why I know who they are. So that to me is like amazing. I guess the thing I miss is that I'm always multitasking because I've got my pad, I got my phone, I'm watching the TV, and I'm only giving any of them a third of my attention. So I'm not enjoying things I'm seeing anymore very much because all I can think about is, oh, who's that person? I can't concentrate now. So I do miss the giving my complete attention to things.
Yeah, I know that a TV show or a movie or even a book to that extent was an event. It's like you sat down and you focused on watching it. That was a big thing to watch that movie or to watch that TV show that you were waiting all week for. I definitely get that. And you focused on it.
Right.
But I the one thing that I can think of most recently is getting through a nap without the phone buzzing or beeping or whatever, And I have to leave it on because there's certain times when I have to, like I have to know if mom needs me for something, she's going to call me or text me. I can't turn that off. So yeah.
See, I don't have that problem at all. I don't have my, first of all, my phone basically hasn't rang in, well, I don't have the ringer on, but I mean it usually says spam, and then it after two rings it turns itself off
I
and
like
says
that.
it
Yeah.
sends it to voicemail, and of course there's never any voicemail because it's a scam.
Right.
And so yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I can sleep through a nap. My biggest problem with naps is I just get uncomfortable. And
Yeah.
with afternoon naps, I can squeeze out maybe an hour, but I wanted 2.5. I needed it more time, and that just I can't do it.
Yeah,
At
no,
night, I
I get
can for
that
some
too.
reason.
Yeah, it's well, it's winter time, you're gonna find naps might actually become more
Oh, well, that, yeah,
serious.
that's because I'm cold.
Yeah. Okay, those were awesome questions, Timothy. Thank you.
As always.
Yeah. Okay, I remember riding bikes without helmets.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever worn a helmet to ride a bike. I think I was too fat at and old or at the time that they
N
started that, so I just
Oh yeah, well
never
that's,
ride the bikes. So.
yeah, it's as a kid, I had my purple Schwinn
Yeah.
and tassels on the handlebars, and
Yeah.
but I didn't do a lot of falling, so
Yeah. Yeah, mine was like a metallic blue. So, yeah. Okay. It's time for our lunchbox. And Mr. Moose wrote in and he has been eating up a storm.
Oh, yay. Well, let me get there. Okay, go ahead.
Starting with chicken enchiladas today with a side of rice.
Okay, I've got shrimp and noodles
Ooh.
on number one.
Okay. The pictures may not match the drapes, if you
Oh,
know
there
what I
we go.
mean.
There's enchiladas. I love enchiladas.
Yeah, I do too.
They're just and it's weird because I love enchiladas, but when I've had a there's a certain burrito you get, and it's a chimichanga. Traditionally,
Yes.
it's a deep fried burrito, and then you get it, and they've poured sauce over the top of it.
Oh yeah.
So why crisp something up and then pour it and then make it wet? I never understood
Right.
that,
And I always
but.
like mine with a bunch of sour cream and guac on them.
Yeah, but enchiladas, yum, yum,
Yeah.
yum.
Went to a seafood restaurant, bought shrimp, hush puppies hiding under there, and they pile shrimp on top and to make people think that they're getting a lot. Oh well, still got full. Shrimp. Going to a neighborhood gathering today and didn't want to go empty-handed. Baked chocolate chip and sugar cookies. I cheated. Used the ones in the refrigerator case at the grocery store, but don't tell anyone. Oops. Yeah, I don't mind. I'll still eat them.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so something stupid. Just a side note. So I got some sugar cookies at Winco that were the holiday sugar cookies with the like little pumpkins already in them, and you just
Yeah.
put them on the thing and cook them. I didn't cook them. I ate the dough. Yeah. All right. Singapore noodles today. Lots of jalapeno in there. Hot but good. The shrimp were hidden in there.
Yeah.
Hubby's favorite cake is pineapple upside down. Couldn't sleep, so got up and made him one. No, I don't put the cherries on there. No cherry.
Actually, I was watching I was watching a lazy video on YouTube where they were talking about using pineapple in something, but it wasn't pineapple upside down cake. But they were going, oh yeah, and they go, this is a favorite from the 70s, blah 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 blah. And I'm like going, that's a pineapple upside down cake. What do you, they're even putting the cherries in. What this
Huh.
is not what they're saying it is, you know, because it was like a pineapple salad or something. It was something else. And I'm like, I hate when they're how they love using filler that's not correct. I'm sure they say to the AI, okay, show us people making this. And if it says, you know, pineapple, whatever, they it's just gonna pull anything that's pineapple and it's just gonna put it
Right.
on there. But it's such lazy fucking things. When they say they're making a steak Diane, make a steak Diane. Don't show me, you know, like chicken cordon bleu. What the fuck are you people doing? Does anybody watch this afterwards and say, okay, this is wrong. This is
Don't think they
wrong.
do.
But,
Sometimes
you
I
know,
wonder if they even
of course, well, how about
know.
just the fact that it's all about, God, I'm ranting today. It's like they were talking about famous villains. I may even mention this to you a couple weeks ago. Famous villains, and they had a picture of Steve Martin, and they said that it wasn't Steve Martin. I mean, they said, oh, look, here's the villain, and it was, and I can't, now I can't even remember which who that was. And I'm like, that's Steve Martin. That's not even the person you say it is. And then they had Glenn Close was a villain in Tarzan. I'm like, she was the mother. She sang the love song. It's just, and I know they do it. They're doing it for clicks. And but it's like you can't even enjoy a good, you know, like
Right.
pick find the only cat in the picture, you know, where at least, you know, and I found the cat, so
Yeah.
I'm a genius, but oh, drives
Right.
me crazy. Drives me
Yeah.
crazy when it's just it's laziness or it's deliberate to piss me off.
Well, sometimes I think it's probably a lot of that stuff is farmed out from, like, say, India. And I don't mean that in a derogatory toward India, but the way that they have, like, these corporations that sit there and have, like, bot farms, you know, where these people are just paid to churn out all this stuff, even though they've never experienced it, they've never watched it, they don't know what they're doing. They're just churning all this stuff out. Anyway, moving on. And by the way, I really love an upside down cake recently. I don't know why, but I want one.
Because they're tasty.
And I haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
Needed to get rid of some bananas and sour cream. Oh my. Oh, so made banana bread. Yay. Lots of
That
walnuts
looks
in
great.
this. Yeah, it really does.
They would be just, they're beautiful.
Yeah. I have I I do like banana bread. Hubby has been talking about a cake his mother made. It's an orange pound cake. I tried to make him one today. It's moist, nice flavor. Want to tweak it a bit. I've seen this made quite recently, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. Well, I always like them because I like the crust that they get on them. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really nice.
Yeah. And you know, pound cake is basically, which I learned recently, is like a pound of four different ingredients just put together. Let's see, more Thai food, basil chicken, nice and hot, but I get burned out on the strong flavors before I can finish it. Oh.
Oh, not me.
Yeah. All right. Thank you,
Wait,
Mr.
wait
Mood.
a minute.
What?
Okay,
Did I miss something?
the shrimp one here.
Yeah.
How many
Okay,
fucking
so
shrimp? How many shrimp are there?
oh, that's what he said, that they pile it on top to make people think they're getting a lot. Does
I'm
look
getting
like
a
a
lot. That looks like a lot of shrimp. I thought maybe he had a bag and he was making these at
lot.
home because, you know, that looks like his crust.
Right.
But oh my God, that's a lot of shrimp. Okay. Yeah, maybe it's okay. It may be an illusion, but I'm now shrimp crazy right now.
Yes, and you'll be even more shrimp crazy when you look at what Mr. Michael Sage has sent into us, which starts out with a beautiful bean and shrimp leek soup.
I do like leeks.
I love shrimp. just gorgeous. And then there's what I believe, he didn't tell me the descriptions. He's kind of making me guess, but it looks like a Cajun type shrimp. Don't
I
know.
don't know because it's got, it looks like mozzarella or parmigiano over the top of it. So it may be more of an Italian shrimp. But it looks like it's a some sort of shrimp salad with big old fat shrimps on there.
And then this looks like the bean and leek shrimp soup with some mozzarella on it.
Yeah, I bet you it's completely different.
Okay.
Or is that before and after? No, I don't see any cheese in the first one, so okay.
And finally, some gorgeous guacamole with whatever that is you dip hummus, with. I
Oh, is
forget.
that pita bread or is that
Yes, I believe.
okay?
No. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, because it almost looks like flour tortilla. Because they those are
Could
really
be that
good.
too.
Yeah.
But that guac just looks gorgeous. So anyway, but lots of shrimp for Mrs. Sage this week. And then you had a little bit of fun here.
Well, it's just we were getting cold weather, so we went over and got some pho one day, and so this is just it's a wonton, it's more of a wonton soup, because I don't like the fish sauce that they use in the pho. So if you order it with the wontons, it's just wontons and it's chicken broth, and then there's cut up meat in there. There's little pieces of meat, and it's really good, just really tasty, perfect for a cold day. And then we got the crispy egg rolls, and these egg rolls were exceptional this week, this time. Sometimes they're hit and miss, but these were like, some of the best egg rolls ever. And then they serve it with a little pickled daikon and carrots.
Well,
Yum.
those look gorgeous. So your pho actually looks really great too. Now, I had pho for the first time actually about a week ago, maybe. Mr. Larry Dean had some and he brought it home and he shared it with me. And I think I would like your pho, but his was very acidic and astringent and had kind of some gelatinous noodles in it.
Yeah.
But also on top of the fact that it really wasn't hitting my taste buds the way, I mean, he loved it and that's great, but I like more of an umami and this was more of a bitter.
It's the fish sauce, girl. It's the fish sauce.
Okay, see that would make a lot of sense to me. But also because of the Zep Bound, I don't eat as much like I'm lucky if I make it through a full TV dinner anymore. But yeah, the I like the wonton what you got here. Looks
Yeah.
really good.
And the nice thing is you can at the table there's a you can put all sorts of soy sauce, hot oil, if you like sriracha, and then it's Hunan, there's you can sauce up your thing however you want it. So if you want it a little more hot, you can add some sriracha. I usually use the hot oil instead of sriracha. I don't like the taste of sriracha very much. Yeah, I mean they're really fun restaurants, because well, and the thing is that this was a huge bowl, and it was the small. There's a large, which is almost twice as much soup. I don't know. I whenever we're there and somebody goes, "Well, what size is that one?" And they'll go, "Oh, that's a small. Oh, I think I want more than that." And we always want to go, "No, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll never finish it." And they don't finish it. And it's like half full. So, but it's and it's like $12, $13 for a big bowl of that. So,
That's pretty good. All right. Well, if you want to see all of those photos, which you do, go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild and take a look. It's in a book. No, and also don't forget to email us what's in your lunchbox or any questions you have or comments about anything we talked about on the show. Feel free to send it to us at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Also, check out my books and other projects at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And if
oh,
you.
if you're watching us on YouTube, which we are there, and there's many, many episodes where you can watch us. You can hit subscribe and like, and even comment and tell us about it. So, yep.
All good, and thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Alarm clock blares. He jumps out of bed, checks for gray hairs and fills up with dread. Foundation like armor, morning light betrays, but the visible cracks don't fade away. A triple shot latte, a midday nap, last night's regrets in a collagen wrap. He's chasing youth like it's leaving the room. Lighting candles, dodging doom. He flashes teeth to blinding white and whispers prayers to hold back night. Wrinkles creeping in like a horror path. He's clinging to glitter, fighting the math. He's going downhill fast like a glam train crash. He's a disco ball with a crack in the glass. Living on the edge of a chemical blast, but he swears this time youth will last. No graceful aging, no slowing pace. He's lifting everything except his grace. The party's still popping, but he's losing his mask. He's fabulous, frantic, and going downhill fast. Another appointment, another disguise. His eyebrows lift, but he can't lift the lies. Every mirror's a crime scene he walks past. And honey, the Botox won't hold him back. He claims he's timeless, one of a kind. But his youth's on layaway and he's out of time. He says you're only as old as you feel, but baby, the cracks are starting to peel. Filters, creams, and fears. Am I still hot? He softly pleads to a stranger zipping up his jeans. But somewhere deep beneath the glam is a scared young boy saying who I am. And maybe grace ain't about the skin, but he won't.
this has been a For Fuck's Sake production.